The Bible reveals the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they're given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. This is Bible Call Tape number 14P, entitled, Is Happiness Just a Word? The world is full of sorrow and suffering. Beautiful dreams fade in the light of harsh reality. We live in a demanding world where pain and disappointment assault the mind as well as the body. Discouragement lurks behind every worthwhile endeavor. Eventually, we ask ourselves, is happiness just a word? I'm confident that it is more than just a word. To millions and millions of people today, their understanding of happiness is nothing more than a word. They've heard of it, but they've never achieved it. And its achievement actually appears impossible. Many seek it, but few find it. It is elusive. We're led to ask, is happiness only a word? Is it an impossible dream? It isn't, but it must be found in the right place. There are six observations that I would like to share with you, and I hope you'll think about these very carefully. Number one, happiness is never found in wealth, power, knowledge, or physical or sensual enjoyment. There is no permanent enjoyment in the things that money can buy. Not that great power and influence may not be heartwarming or gratifying, not that the accumulation of great knowledge is devoid of any satisfaction or happiness, not that there are no joys in the realm of physical senses. But if one makes one or another of these areas his chief goal in life, he is going to be disappointed ultimately. Number two, happiness often is found in simple things. A boy and his dog, the pure love of a young man for a young woman, a sunrise, a sunset, a glass of cool, clear water, the singing of birds, a baby's smile. Yes, happiness is often found in simple things. Number three, happiness is found in worthwhile work done. A story has survived through the centuries because it has significance. Sir Christopher Wren, one of his day's most advanced architects and designers, designed and supervised the construction of St. Paul's Cathedral in London during the first decade of the 18th century. Sir Christopher approached the building site and asked a workman, "What are you doing?" The man said, "I'm laying stones." He walked over to another part of the huge construction project and he asked a second man, "What are you doing?" The man said, "I'm earning a living for my wife and my children." Still not satisfied, Sir Christopher asked a third man at a still different location, "What are you doing?" The man responded, "I'm building a cathedral." He, like the others, was laying stones and he was earning a living, but he was also doing something more. He recognized the ultimate goal in his work. He put himself into his work and he did it well. Happiness is often found in worthwhile work done well. Number four, happiness and satisfaction are often found more in the pursuit of an objective than in its attainment. Many times we enjoy ourselves more while thinking about and working for some goal than we do once we've achieved the goal. There's joy in working for something that is worthwhile. Number five, happiness is found in being more concerned about others than about oneself. We know from our own experience and from observing others that as upside down and backwards as this may seem, it is nevertheless true. When we forget ourselves and we work for the good of others, we find greater happiness than if we had done it for ourselves. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Whosoever would be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be first among you shall be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. And then number six, ultimate happiness is found only on the spiritual level. While the physical realm has its joys and satisfactions, the highest level of happiness comes only from the spiritual realm. The reason is very simple. Each of us is more a spirit being than a physical body. We were made in the image of God Himself, and that each of us is a living soul destined to exist eternally. This being true, only when we have a right relationship with God can we really constantly be happy. All of us know that when relationships with other people go wrong, we become unhappy. When there is tension in a family, between husband and wife, or between parents and children, we feel deep pains that can cause ulcers or other physical disorders. Similarly, when something is wrong with our relationship to our Creator, we are unhappy. And when our relationship to God is what it ought to be, we find ourselves happy. Christian happiness is found in a life genuinely devoted to God. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." John chapter 15, at verse 11. After the Ethiopian nobleman had been taught of Christ and had obeyed his commands to be baptized, the Bible says he went on his way rejoicing. Acts chapter 8, verse 39. We find in Acts chapter 13, at verse 52, that on Paul's first missionary journey, he and his disciples were driven out of the city of Lystra, but the Scripture says they were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. What unusual circumstances in which to feel joy! But these were suffering for Christ's sake. Still later, after the Philippian jailer had been converted, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16 at verse 34, he brought in Paul and Silas up into his house, and he set food before them and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Have you found the joy of Christian living? Have you found what it means to have deep-rooted fulfillment and joy? The Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Philippians chapter 4, at verse 4. Finally, I would repeat the words of Jesus Himself. During His final days of teaching, He spoke to His disciples about the judgment of the wicked and the salvation of the righteous, who would hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. "Happy are the dead who die in the Lord." Revelation chapter 14, at verse 13. Happiness is not just a word. It is a state of mind. It is a way of life. And it is the gigantic secret of the truly devoted child of God.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.